Hello, Hassani.
Yes.
Hey, how's it going? This is Dennis. I'm with Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Hey, buddy, I got
your message.
Yes, sir. Just trying to get in touch with you. Sorry it took me so long. It's been really busy over here.
Okay. Yeah, I saw the advertisement. I didn't know what is the requirements for getting a loan.
Well, really, go ahead. Were you looking for more of an equipment type loan or working capital or?
Working capital. That's why I was wanting to know your criteria for your bank on to make sure that we could get that together before we apply for a loan.
Sure. It's pretty minimal, really. We for working capital, we just focus on the cash flow, and we'll usually lend right around. Yeah, we usually lend right around 10% of the annual sales. So we'll want to look at 6 months of your current bank statements, last year's tax return.
Okay, let's see. 10% of annual sales.
Gross annual sales, actually. So we'll lend off the higher number.
Okay. For the last 6 months, right?
Yeah, well, we look at 6 months of bank statements just to capture the current cash flow situation of the company.
Okay.
And then we'll look at your most recent business tax return as well.
Okay.
And then just our one-page application to fill out also.
Okay, all right. 10% of gross annual sales and last 6 months of bank statements. Okay, all right.
Do you happen to know what your gross annual sales were last year, by any chance?
No, because we just recently started the company a couple months ago, so we're going to have to wait to release, get 6 months worth of, sales under our belt.
Okay. Would any of the working capital that you're inquiring about, would that be delegated towards equipment or anything like that?
We don't have enough. Like I said, we only been in business like 1.5 months. So at least I know that you want 6 months worth of bank statements, 10%. Okay. All right.
Well, that's actually only just for our working capital program. For equipment, you can have 1 day in business. It's a different type of approval, actually.
Okay, working capital program. Okay, program. All right. And equipment.
Yeah, for equipment, it's. I compare it kind of like purchasing a car. Really, you pick out what you want as far as the car or equipment in that case, and you don't have to have it completely picked out. To get the approval, I can get an approval without it with just a good idea in mind of the amount you think it's going to cost, what it is approximately, make, model, stuff like that, and get an approval that route. And then if you need to go shopping after that, you can. Otherwise, if you have a quote or something like that from the actual equipment that you have looked at, I can use that, for example.
Can we use also can we use other automobiles as collateral for any loans?
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely can. Yeah, unsecured is based off cash flow. Secured working capital is based off collateral. So definitely you can use collateral.
The working capital is based off of collateral too, right? Okay.
Well, the unsecured is not. For secured, you can put up collateral, equipment, sometimes even real estate property, not very often, but usually, can work around that sometimes.
We have two trucks that's paid off, and we're fixing them up now. We wanted, when we get the chance, we wanted to transfer the title over to the company and then use those trucks as collateral for whatever loans that we get.
Okay, yeah, we can definitely look into that for you. So you're a trucking company then?
No. We've got actually two personal trucks that we're going to use for the business.
Oh, I see. Okay, gotcha. Just like personal vehicles.
F-10 trucks, Ford trucks and, heavy duty, trucks for carrying equipment and stuff.
Familiar with F-10, that's a nice truck.
Fixing them up now so that way we can use them for a business. Okay, well, I'll keep that in mind. I took my notes, so that way in about the next 2 months, we'll contact you back once we got everything together.
Okay, well, like I said, in the meantime, if you are looking for equipment, we could do the loan now for equipment. We don't need any more time in business other than a day, really.
No, not right now. You need at least another month. Okay, your direct number is 858-381-1000. 4847.
Actually, my direct number is 858-519.
All right.
5315.
Okay, all right.
Did a different number show up in your call ID, just out of curiosity?
It was, I guess, on the voicemail. Yeah.
Okay, I think...
In fact, it might have been in your email, so... Okay, so that's 858-519-5315. Okay.
You got it.
All right. Yeah, what we're going to do is we're going to wait till we fix up the trucks, probably by next month, and then we'll call back regarding the loan, because we want to use the trucks as collateral.
Well, to be candid with you, I don't know if they'll even do a site inspection. Really, all they need is just proof of ownership. You know, year, make, model, the titles will give us all the information we need, mileage, and We could even look into it now for you if you wanted to.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm going to wait till next month. I wrote this information down, and I'll share with other business owner. All right. Okay. That. So that's working capital loan and an equipment loan. That's a different story. All right. On your website, you have all the other type of services that you provide too, right?
Yeah, we do. Absolutely. You have some... like a no-interest credit card for 6 months, for example, and a few other things like that. But just about everything you would ever need for your business. Have you guys been in business together in the past or owned your own companies in the past or anything like that?
Just small sole proprietorship.
Okay. So you're familiar then, you know, the ins and outs of it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I can even use a previous... if you're a sole proprietorship and you had a name, you know, assumed name or fictitious name filing, for example, I can use that to give you a little bit more time in business, too.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. And, all right. I wrote, took down notes. So, all right. Okay. No interest credit cards. All right. You only have one branch in Southern California, or?
We did have two. We had one in Los Angeles County, and we also had one down in San Diego. We consolidated everything down to one here in San Diego. But we do work in all 50 states, so.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, thank you for calling me, and I took my notes, and I'll get back with you.
Great, Sonny. Sounds good. I look forward to it, man.
All right. Take care.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye. All right, bye.